This mind can drift in and out, or drift away now, as the subconscious takes responsibility. The subconscious is aware of sugar and what it may do, and you are aware of this. Sugar used to normally trigger a flood of serotonin. Your brain may adapt by reducing receptors for this neurotransmitter or producing less serotonin. And when your brain used to expect that you're going to have a sugar fix, it may, or used to, may be swing in the opposite direction to counteract the expected effects of sugar. This drop and maybe used to create a powerful craving for sugar. Because you are now aware of this, you can stop this craving. As you and I know, a certain amount of sugar is required to keep the body and systems all in balance, with the perfect amount only. That's right, the perfect amount only. Because through this process of adaption, the sugar addiction cycle is strengthened, which now you can do the opposite, because you used to need the sugar to feel normal. And you and I know what used to happen. It actually didn't help you at all. You realize this now. So you do begin to find a way with your will to remove sugar from your habit, like chocolates, candy and soft drinks, all that type. But you get enough good sugar from food like apples, watermelon and so on. You are also aware of obesity is at an all-time high. Sugar consumption is out of control. Or should I say, the manufacturers of food products, laying their foods with so much sugar as it changes the neurons in the brain. And from now on, you are not in their control, because you are the shepherd of your life. And now you will and make this decision to be the shepherd of your life. So because you make this decision now to be